This is The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk to researchers and innovators about how to better feed the world. Thanks for joining me for another episode of The Food Fix. I'm your host, Taylor Holterman, and this is the third episode of the series created by other reporters here at Michigan State University. Today, Jonas Cottrell talks with the owners of Nutcase Vegan Meats. Their tree nut, brown rice, and quinoa-based ground meat replacement is organic, kosher, non-GMO, and free of dairy, gluten, soy, and corn. But how is this different from other alternative options? And why does any of this matter? Here's Jonas with the answers.
Hello, my name is Jonas Cottrell, and today we'll be discussing a company that makes products that can improve your health and the planet. The company is called Nutcase Vegan Meats and is located in Wyoming, Michigan. Like the name suggests, they figured out how to use nuts to create a tasty vegan meat replacement. I'll be talking to the owners of the company, Drs. Monica Randles and Andrew Maternowski, who are practicing physicians prior to starting Nutcase Vegan Meats. So, vegan meat replacements have been growing in popularity for the last few years, but your products are a little different. Could you talk a bit about why you started Nutcase Vegan Meats and how you decided on what ingredients to use?
So we formed the company in 2014, and then we launched our products in 2016. We went vegetarian vegan in 2010, and I had done a clean diet to get rid of my back pain. And so the whole concept was no refined anything. So we ended up going vegetarian at that time and looked around, and really there wasn't anything that was healthy that was a meat substitute. It was a lot of gluten, and we were kind of just detoxifying from that. That was not allowed in the diet. And so we didn't want to do like a GMO soy. We didn't want to do any gluten. So then brown rice, quinoa, and tree nuts can grind up into kind of a nut meat. And we kind of pursued it from there.
Mm-hmm. And then, we added, I think, the hemp seed to increase the protein a little bit and, you know, give it better flavor. And, you know, previously I had done a lot of, we had done a lot of home cooking. My background is French and Polish. So I have grandfathers that were both butchers and uncles that were butchers. So the meat making, the meat processing stuff was in my blood. So we did a lot of homemade sausages and kebabs and stuff like that. And so, you know, I was thinking, we were talking about it, and it's like, well, you know, the sausage is really just a sort of a, it's a medium for bringing through these flavors. You know, you have a lot of fat and some protein, but then it's really just the spices that you're getting. So we thought, well, we can do this with this walnut-based product. And then it sort of just went from there. We started doing iterations in our house, in our kitchen, really in 2010. And then just worked on it for about 3 or 4 years. Somebody tried our chorizo and said, boy, you ought to start a business and sell this stuff.
That's a great origin story. I love that you used some of the techniques that you learned from your family's background in butchering and transitioned it into this new adventure in plant-based eating. I know that before starting Nutcase, you were both practicing physicians. Do you believe that a plant-based diet is beneficial to overall health? And what are some of the health benefits that come along with eating foods like Nutcase Vegan Meats?
I think a whole food plant-based diet is, you know, been proven to be the healthiest diet to be on. The information gap out there, though, is there's still this huge gap of information. People now doing keto, which is really just revised Atkins diet, which is really not good for people. You might lose weight on it, but it's not healthy long-term. But, you know, Nutcase, we currently, I think, have a really pretty clean product with no you know, refined ingredients. But yeah, it's an excellent food source.
Also, Dr. Greger, Dr. Ornish, Dr. Esselstein, they've all done a lot of studies and have proven that whole food plant-based is the best way. Our products are unique that the walnuts have a lot of omega-3s. They're also linked to satiety, which is wild. But you eat walnuts and you feel full faster. Also, there are studies showing that eating walnuts, tree nuts daily will improve your longevity. So, you know, and, you know, not that we want to live forever, but you really want to have your vitality as long as possible. So things like a whole food plant-based diet, you're not going to have vascular disease that, you know, constricts your arteries, contributes to dementia and stroke and heart attack and cancers. So it's really, you know, powerful. The brown rice and quinoa are great for gut health. They're great fibers, flax and hemp seed. Yeah. So we were really very careful about what we wanted to put in there and what we were excluding, not just to be, you know, different than everybody else, but we are different because we really narrowed it down to really healthy product that's
tasty.
What about the environmental aspect? Is this something that would be good for people who are trying to minimize their environmental footprint?
Definitely. I mean, a pound of beef takes 200 gallons of water to make and, you know, an immense amount of fertilizer and inputs. So, yeah, we haven't done a measurement, but we're certainly a lot lower than any probably locally produced meat.
Yeah. And the data is there that, yeah, plant-based is definitely, you know, way less water. It's better for the soil. We are all organic, kosher as well, non-GMO. So we, you know, the soil regeneration is important.
Yeah, that's super important. Yep.
Yeah. So it's definitely a better footprint. And we're trying to minimize our packaging as well. So that's really another piece where if we don't have biodegradable plastics yet, that they're not quite ready, but we are looking at that.
It sounds like you guys are very intentional about what some people refer to as the triple bottom line. Could you talk more about how you consider people and the planet when making business decisions and why that is important to you?
I think we definitely are more, we see this as a full lifestyle, that this is important, you know, for the planet, for people, and that our brand contributes positively to low impact, low sustainability. We pay our employees well. So we are putting in native plants and at our factory, it was all lawn. So no, we really feel like this is part of a whole lifestyle in terms of treating people well, treating the planet well, and having a tasty, healthy product is part of the package. We actually weren't even thinking about ever starting a business. We were two physicians, but then this kind of fell into us. And then we wanted to really be deliberate about the process as we were building our brand as kind of a bigger picture.
I think that it is super cool that you're considering all aspects of your business. I've never heard a company talk about rewilding the lawn at their factory before, so I can tell that you put a lot of thought into what you do. We're almost out of time here, so is there anything else that you would like to tell our audience about Nutcase Vegan Meats or plant-based eating more generally?
As me being an internist and taking care of a lot of elderly people with a lot of chronic disease, I mean, these are all nutritionally based diseases, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, stroke, some of the cancers, and we really need to pivot away from our diet. And people, it's transformative. I mean, I've met people, I have partners that went plant-based and they've lost 20 pounds without even trying. They feel better. They sleep better. Their blood pressure gets better. You know, their pre-diabetes gets better. Their fatty liver goes away. So it's really important for us to start doing this, not just for ourselves, our health, but the environment. So I think it's okay to have, if you're going to, you know, really love your meat and your pizza, you can have that as a portion of your diet, a couple times a month, but it's not something you should be eating daily. And we need to really, you know, make this pivot for people's health. I know our mortality rates are higher in America now than they were. I think they're matching World War II right now. Our longevity is pretty bad. But I mean, so people need to make this pivot, and then we need to do it for the planet. We need to get going on this.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you both for being here, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jonas. That marks the end of this Food Fix episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We release a new episode every Tuesday at 5 a.m. You can join me right back here on Tuesday, May 17th, if you're interested in hearing the next episode in this series. Until then, you can follow us and reach out on Facebook and Twitter at MSU Food Fix to join in on the conversation. This podcast is brought to you by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism, and I've been your host, Taylor Halterman. You've been listening to The Food Fix.